Larry Fishburne was just a teenager, the son of a corrections officer, when he co-starred in Apocalypse Now as the young soldier in the boat with Martin Sheen going upriver into Cambodia on a mission to find the renegade Colonel Kurtz. The movie Apocalypse Now broke the hearts and souls of grown men who were in it. You were 15 when you were cast in that film. You were like the kid in the boat taking Martin Sheen down the river. Your mother came with you to the Philippines to shoot the movie, right? How did your father feel? I mean, I'm sure you were expecting to be there for a few months. The movie took, I think, more than 2 years to
make. We were told we were going to be there for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And we wound up staying the better part of 2 years, 76 and 77.
So the family was divided for that period of time.
Well, you know, the family unit was my mother and myself. My mother and my father were, you know, divorced when I was very young.
Oh.
So I pretty much grew up with my mother. My father did, though, come over and spend a great deal of time with me. And it was actually for the first time in my life that my father and I lived together was when I was over there. And that was really nice. It was very, very, very nice. We were actually kind of together rather than that we were divided toward the end of the shooting. I think the last 6 months of the shooting, my father was there with my mother and I and my mother's new husband because she had remarried. So,
I'm sure there were a lot of, I imagine that there were a lot of drugs on the set, a lot of marijuana and maybe LSD. So when your father was down there, him being a, you know, corrections officer, law enforcement guy, did he turn his head the other way?
Well, no, he didn't. He didn't, not at all. In fact, that was the reason that he came down.
Oh.
Because,
to keep you straight?
Yeah, really, to keep me straight. Because my mother, like I said, she let me go and she couldn't get me back. So she called in the big guns.
So what did he do?
He followed me around everywhere I went, and he carried a big stick. You think I'm kidding?
He really did carry a stick?
He really did.
Did he use it on you?
No. My father's psychological. Psychological. My father's a very big man. He's very big.
Well, did he use that kind of psychological stuff on Dennis Hopper?
No, he didn't have to. He wasn't there for Dennis Hopper. He was there for me.
Uh-huh.
So it worked.
It did?
It worked.
Yeah. Were you afraid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was it like to be 15 years old and working with actors like Marlon Brando and Dennis Hopper, who seemed to have kind of flipped, you know? I saw the movie Hearts of Darkness about the making of Apocalypse Now, and as extraordinary Brando and Hopper are as actors, they seemed like they were so difficult to work with. And so here you were watching these, like, two great actors behaving bizarrely.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Fortunately for me, my character is dead by the time we get to see those two guys. So I didn't have to work with them in that way. But as far as behavior, I had never seen anybody behave the way Dennis Hopper did. And I think we all know that no one behaves the way that Brando does other than Brando. So it was very interesting, and it was... I mean, I was very impressionable, 14, 15. I had never heard of Dennis Hopper. But when I saw him, I had never seen a human being behave that way. And I was like, this is the guy. This is the cat. Forget about Brando. Forget about Sheen. This is the man. I want to be like this man. Because he was just out. You know, he was in a continual state of chaos. He was just amazing to watch, and those were not his best days.
Right.
But in order for him to get where he is, he had to go through that. So, you know, I was very impressed. The whole experience, because I was so young, you see, to me, all of that was normal. It was only my second film. So I came back from that experience thinking, okay, well, this is the way you make movies. You have too much money, you have too much time, and you go completely crazy while you do it.
Larry Fishburne recorded in 1991. This is Fresh Air.